We're up to Simin Shin Dalad Mem. We will be doing the first Sif. Haholech ban Midbar. Someone's walking in the desert. Veni yadeh amasai hu Shabbos. And he lost count of what day it is. And he just doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Monesh shivas yomim miyom shenosan el libo shechoso. So he waits 7 days until he remembers, until 7 days from when he forgot. In other words, the day that he realizes, I don't know what day of the week it is, that is day one. And he counts 7 days. And he makes the seventh day Shabbos with Kiddush and Havdalah, and he davens the davening of Shabbos. So the rule is that if someone loses track of what day of the week it is, we don't want him to forget the union of Shabbos. So midrabbanon, he has a mitzvah of Shabbos on the seventh day from when he started forgetting. If he has food, he shouldn't do any malacha. Va'oz, when he's done with his food, yasa malacha b'chol yom, afilu b'yom shemekadesh bo kidei parnas also. That Shabbos, on the one hand, it's Shabbos, midrabbanan. On the other hand, he's allowed to do malacha to stay alive. So he's not allowed to do malacha on one of the previous days for the sake of the Shabbos. Every day he should only do malacha for what's absolutely necessary because of pikuach nefesh. But he can't do anything extra because maybe the next day is Shabbos. Also, that day that he calls Shabbos, midrabbanan, he's allowed to do malacha on for pikuach nefesh. Umutur leilech bo b'chol yom afilu b'yom shemekadesh bo. And to walk, he can't even on that day. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, this is not limited to someone in the desert. Someone who's captured among non-Jews, the same halacha. So Chazal made this takana that he shouldn't forget Shabbos. What happens if he doesn't have wine and challah to make kiddush on? So he should just be somach on the kiddush of the Shmoneh Esrei, meaning the brach of Mekadesh Shabbos. Now, the question they ask is, why don't we say that Shabbos is batel barov? Rov days of the week are not Shabbos. And they answer that Shabbos gets a din of kavua. Since Shabbos comes every week, it is considered kavua, at least midrabbanan. Why would they matter for him to walk every day? Otherwise, he's going to get stuck in the desert forever. Now, what's with malacha derabbanan? The mashmas is that he's allowed to do malacha derabbanan all the time, and except for that, the seventh day that he calls Shabbos, the Magen Avraham asers doing malacha on that day. Because they gave it a dinner like Yom Tov Sheni, it's Shabbos Midrabbanan. And others say that he's allowed to do Malacha Midrabbanan on that day. In other words, we have a machlokas. Since they gave it a dinner of Shabbos Midrabbanan, do they allow him to do Malacha Midrabbanan or not? This is, of course, all where there's no Pikuach Nefesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the similar thing is if a person forgets what month it is, and it's a question of yontif, or he knows the month, he doesn't know the day of the month. Pashut, he doesn't know all the secrets of making a Jewish calendar. So he has no way of figuring out exactly when yontif is going to be. So the halachi is the same thing. He'll count, he'll be koveya, which day he'll consider yontif. Now, getting back to the case where he doesn't know if it's Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah brings the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos Tainis that let him fast one day if he can. Why should we be matter for him to do malacha? Let him fast on that day. However, the big day Yesha says they were never mechayiv him to go that far. The Bir Halacha has a suffix. What's the halacha if someone was taken to work against his will in some forced labor camp and he has to do malacha on Shabbos? He doesn't have to do it immediately. He must do it by Shabbos afternoon. Is he better off doing the malacha ben hashmoshes, or is he better off waiting till the last possible moment? Because every time until then, it could be he won't have to. It's only at the very last possible moment that he definitely, his life is at stake and he has to do malacha. So he's not sure if you can learn that from there. But it sounds like the Chafetz Chaim holds that the right thing to do really is to wait. With regard to tefillin, in the case of the person in the desert, so he puts on tefillin every day, even on Shabbos. Even the day he calls Shabbos, but not during davening. because it's going to be a tarti de sasri to say a Shabbos davening and wear tefillin.